Right now, terrorists are plotting to assassinate a presidential candidate. My wife and daughter are in danger, and people that I work with may be involved in both. I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and this is the longest day of my life. The following takes place between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Alberta. It's my wife, Terry, and my daughter, Kim.
Hi.
Thanks, Nina.
The ambulance will take them to the clinic.
Good.
You'll be going with Agent Scott here. If you need anything, he'll take care of it.
Well, Jack, what's going to happen with you?
It's all right, sweetheart. They just have to debrief me. Hey, come here.
Go ahead, call him and give him an ETA. Give us about 5 minutes.
All right. Don't worry, okay? I'll call you as soon as I can.
We'll be doing more than debriefing you, Jack. I'm afraid I have to place you under house arrest. You'll be held here and questioned until we hand you over to the FBI.
I want you to watch over Terry and Kim, make sure they're okay.
Green's got me doing mop-up on the operation.
Get Tony to do it. Just get over to the clinic, please.
I'll have to get Green's approval.
Nina, please.
Contact district. Tell him we have a custom.
All right, I'll take care of it right away.
Could you ask him if I could have some water, please?
Right away, sir.
Alberta, Tony's finishing the procedures on the mop-up. I've been here since before midnight. I'd like an hour off, go home, clean up.
Denied.
Come on, Alberta, please. I've been through hell today.
One thing I have a great eye for is BS. If you want an hour off, tell me where you're going.
Jack asked me to look after Terry and Kim. They're feeling a little isolated since he can't be there.
Now there's an irony for you. You looking after Jack's wife. Make sure Tony's got everything he needs before you leave.
Elizabeth, have we heard from Christopher yet?
Yes, but he only had early projections, and those were from New York and Massachusetts. I'm looking at the numbers
right now. Get with me as soon as he has the numbers from the other states. I want to know if the incident at the breakfast is hurting us.
Of course.
What's on your mind, Sherry?
You've got to go out there today with your best face on. There can be no talk about Keith and no talk about Ferragamo. Ferragamo's death was an accident.
I'm not going to talk about Ferragamo. I'm dropping it.
Really?
I'm being blackmailed.
By who?
By some of the people that have been financing my campaign.
What do they want?
They're determined to see me in the White House. And if I don't do what they want, they say they can build a first-degree murder case against Keith.
For Lyle Gibson?
No. For Dr. Ferragamo.
Oh, no, 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 no. Keith was nowhere near Ferragamo's office today.
According to Carl, who's been doing all their dirty work, someone planted evidence that could implicate Keith in Ferragamo's
death. Oh, no, David, no. Oh, no.
This is what happens when you cover things up.
Don't preach to me, David, okay? What are we going to do?
I don't know yet.
Well, does Keith know anything?
No. And he's not going to.
You must be Terry. I'm Dr. Kent. I'm going to be taking very good care of you today. This is your daughter, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. We've been alerted to your abdominal pain. I'd like to get an ultrasound right away.
Oh, no, it's actually not as painful as it was before.
Oh, well, that's good. But we want to make sure we know what it is. Is there any other discomfort, anything specific you want to tell us before we examine you?
No.
Mom? Mrs. Bauer.
I was raped.
I see. Okay. Then we're going to need to draw blood and do some tests. And I would like to recommend you to one of our psychiatrists.
And that's not necessary.
Mrs. Bauer, of course, you can do what you want. But under the circumstances, I think it's important for you to take a few minutes and speak to someone.
Well, I'd like to keep this confidential.
Well, the records are private. Only the doctors directly involved have access.
No, I mean for my husband.
All right, if that's what you want to do.
I think we should spend some time with Senators Blaylock and Gleason pretty soon.
I don't really feel comfortable aligning myself with those guys.
You're going to need their states. Just being seen with them will go a long way.
Okay. Was there something else you wanted to discuss?
I'm worried this Ferragamo thing is not going to go away.
Let me handle the Ferragamo situation, Mike. You just make sure the rest of the day gets back on track.
Did I hear you say something about Dr. Ferragamo?
There was a fire in his office.
Oh, all right.
I'm just trying to stop.
Thanks, Mike.
Dad, what are you...
Keith, I'm sorry. Dr. Ferragamo died.
When?
About an hour ago. We just found out.
Wait, I don't get it. What kind of fire?
We're still waiting to hear the details.
What's going on? Are you saying that my psychiatrist, Dr. Ferragamo, was involved in this? That he told Maureen Kingsley something I said to him during a session? Is that how this whole story about Lyle Gibson started?
Seems that way.
But he died in a fire an hour ago.
It was an accident.
No, I don't believe this.
Keith, look. We have to let it go right now.
Let it go? No, you mean cover it up.
There's nothing to cover up.
Sure there is. Somebody didn't want him to talk about this because it'll hurt your campaign.
What would you like me to do?
Go to the police?
I can't.
I don't get it, Dad. What was all this stuff you were saying before about trusting the system?
I do trust the system.
Yeah, well, my hind part's on the line. But when it comes to your campaign...
My campaign's been on the line ever since you lied to me about Lyle Gibson. I don't understand. You've been on me all night to keep quiet about Gibson's death.
Yeah, well, this isn't about Lyle Gibson anymore, is it? Look, I might have been involved in Gibson's death, but somebody murdered Dr. Ferragamo, and they have to pay.
Oh, Keith.
He meant something to me. That's right. Look, I was in real pain, and Dr. Ferragamo was the only one there for me. So we're not gonna pretend like this thing never happened, okay? No, you don't know how messed up I was. I wouldn't have made it without him.
Just give me a little time. Let me get to the bottom of what happened. If there was foul play, I promise you, we'll come forward.
Why can't we come forward now?
Because we can't! Son. I love you. You have to know I'm doing what's best for you. You have to know it.
Good afternoon, Tony.
Mr. Chappelle.
Looks like they're bringing in the big guns. What do you think they're gonna do to Jack?
Not gonna name a street after him.
Cases on my desk this morning. Your name is on each one of them.
I can imagine that. Look, I just wanted to say...
Hang on. You were saying?
At approximately 12:15, I got a phone call from Agent Nina Myers, telling me to assemble the team at CTU. District Manager Walsh.
Where's Terry Bauer?
I don't know.
Who are you with?
FBI. And you?
CTU.
Just waiting for the rest of my debrief team. I'm going to interrogate some of the injured prisoners they're bringing into the clinic.
Okay, thanks. I'm with CTU. Where's Terry Bauer?
She was moved to room 7.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Kim. We didn't officially meet. I'm Nina Myers. I work with your dad.
Hi.
I'm just so glad the two of you are okay. I want you to know that I'm gonna be here until you're done, so if you need anything, I'll be down in the waiting room. Nina, what's happening with Jack? He's being questioned.
Is he in trouble?
That depends. He broke a few laws last night, but he was doing it to save you and Kim, so I think they'll understand.
Yeah, he doesn't piss him off first.
My thoughts exactly.
Well, excuse me. I guess you know Jack just about as well as I do, huh?
I'm sending someone to your house to pick up some clean clothes.
What's gonna happen when we get released from here? Why can't we just go home?
Well, until we know exactly what happened, we want to take every precaution to keep you safe.
When do we get to see my dad?
I don't know. A lot of things have to happen first. There are going to be some people who are going to want to talk to you. Division, Secret Service, us. Because you see, this wasn't a simple crime. This was a terrorist conspiracy, and unfortunately, you were in the middle of it. But that's over now.
Nina, wait.
Yeah?
Listen, I don't know the details about last night, but I understand you're a big part of the reason why we're still alive. So thank you.
Sure. I'll be out here. Meyer, CTU. Is that man FBI?
Hold on. Yeah, he's with me.
He was in 3 earlier. I'd like to speak with him if that's okay.
Sure, but he wasn't in 3. We just got here. Stu?
Who else is here from the Bureau?
It's just the two of us.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
And the reason I didn't call CTU immediately for backup, well, frankly, I was worried things could get out of control. My wife and daughter were still in the compound, and
did eventually call.
Yes. Yes, the second Terry and Kim were with me, I called Alberta Green.
You did what any loving father would do. Unfortunately, as you know, our procedures don't allow for any deviation from protocol. I can't reinstate you, Jack.
Ryan, have you heard a single thing that I've said? Do you understand what's happening here? Senator Palmer is still in great danger. Now that my wife and daughter are safe, I can help you with this.
As of right now, your case will be put in the hands of the Justice Department.
Justice Department? For God's sakes, yes, under the circumstances, I had to break the rules of procedure with CTU to protect my family. But I never deviated from my original assignment, which was to protect Senator Palmer, and you know that!
Yes, I know that, and that's what ultimately might keep you from going to prison, but that's not my call.
You don't have time for this, Ryan. I have come in contact with suspects who are still at large, and I guarantee you these people have a contingency plan. I am a resource. I can identify them. You want to arrest me and put me in jail? Fine, you do that later. But you let me help Senator Palmer get through the rest of this day.
I'll ask Alberta if she wants your help.
She's been here for 4 hours, Ryan!
Chappelle.
Is Nina Meyer cleared to talk with Bauer?
Yeah.
I'll patch you through.
It's fine. Okay, we're through here. It's Nina.
Keep him company.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Jack.
How's it going over there?
They're handing me over to the Justice Department.
Didn't you explain to them why you did what you did?
Yes, of course I did. I think Alberta Green's trying to make a career move. How's Terry and Kim?
They seem okay, considering what they've been through.
How much longer do you think they're gonna have to stay at the clinic?
A couple of hours, then they'll be transferred for questioning.
Nina, look, I can't thank you enough for being there. Really, I appreciate it. Nina?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's wrong?
Walsh told you that someone inside the agency was working against Palmer. Did you get the sense that it was more than one person?
He didn't say, but look, I've been thinking about this too. Someone had to recruit Jamie. So for now, I think you have to work under the assumption that, yes, someone else is on the inside. Maybe not CTU, district, division, maybe Secret Service. Why? What are you thinking?
I just want to make sure that Terry and Kim are safe here.
What do you mean? At the clinic?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
I don't know. I'm just exhausted and probably getting paranoid.
Nina, what's going on there?
Nothing, Jack. Don't worry. I'll make sure that they're safe here.
Okay, thanks. Look, can I talk to them?
They're being examined right now.
Okay, well, get back to me as soon as they can talk, please.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Have you got any more information on the backup plan to assassinate Palmer?
Well, the information that came in about a half an hour ago actually matched what we got from Division's database. Looks like things are finally falling into place.
Give me the headlines.
Three shooters, possibly hired to kill Palmer in case the breakfast attempt failed.
Rajovan Mijovic entered the country 2 days ago. Mishko Suba, also from the Balkans, came in 3 days ago through Florida.
And the other one?
No names yet.
Keep looking. If he's connected with the other two, we need to know where he is and what he's doing.
About Gaines.
He's dead.
I see.
Listen, Mr. Drazen, when Gaines hired me for this, I told him there were a couple of defects in his plan that could be exploited. Not to say I told you so, but I'm not surprised that any of this happened the way it did.
Did that point to any of this?
Yes. Yes, I can fix it for you.
Interesting. And how can you do that?
I've done this before. I know people. When I was working for the DEA in Florida, I was able to get to a witness that no one else can find. 12 hours later, he was dead. Problem solved. You get what I'm saying?
I appreciate the offer, Kevin, but as you Americans so often say, Plan B is already in effect.
What does that mean? Hello? Grayson!
Thank you.
Anything left in the truck?
Go to hell.
Are we saying Senator Palmer should stay in for the duration?
No. No, he's got to get out of California now. The backup shooters are in L.A. and they're going to come after him.
All right, leave that with me. Let me look it over one more time before I do anything. Tony.
Yeah?
Are you satisfied with your position here?
Sure.
Because I always had the impression you had too much talent to be a number three at CTU.
What do you want me to do, Alberta?
See, that's what I like about you, Tony. You get right to the point. Before Chappelle makes his final evaluation of Jack, he's going to want to talk to you.
Why me?
Because you called in the lockdown. And let's face it, Nina is hardly impartial when it comes to Jack, and Chappelle knows that.
And you want me to tell him what?
The truth. That even though Jack's family was in danger, there were ways he could have dealt with it without compromising the integrity of CTU. If Jack had confided in you from the beginning, you never would have had to call George Mason to lock things down. Am I right? Jack?
Umberto.
Chappelle asked me to debrief you, personally.
Fine.
I have to tell you, Jack, this is your turf. I feel a little uncomfortable debriefing you.
Don't. It's quite all right.
Well, it's pointless for me to ask you questions. Why don't you just tell me what you think I need to know? Save us some time.
Well, I went through the timeline events with Chappelle, so what you need are the threads and IDs so you'll know how to proceed tactically over the next few hours.
Do you mind?
No, but before we get started, I need something.
What's that?
I want to be able to phone my wife and daughter. They don't know what's going on with me over here. I want to ease their minds.
Sorry, Jack, I can't do that.
So why don't we dispense with the "are you all right, Jack? I feel uncomfortable" crap. Okay? You want to talk straight? Fine. Don't handle me.
Tell me what you know.
First thing you need to do is you need to get a hold of Langley. Have them open up their Balkan terrorist database.
Why the Balkans?
The people who are buying the hit on Palmer are being financed by a man named Ted Kofel. He was an investment banker with family connections in that area of Europe.
Was?
He died 3 hours ago.
Keep talking.
The money that we traced came back to Ted Kofel Industries, which is based out of here in Los Angeles.
CTU, Almeida.
Tony, I have a problem. 20 minutes ago, a man identified himself to me as FBI, but I know he's lying.
How do you know that?
Because later I met the only two FBI agents who were assigned here, and they knew nothing about him.
Maybe the right hand's not talking to the left.
No, I don't think it's that. Look, can you send someone over? I need to pull some prints off a phone.
Sure. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just hurry.
All right, you got it.
Okay.
And the senator wanted to get your approval on these.
Mm, what are they?
They're the photographs for the Time magazine piece.
Oh, right. I wanted to see those. Mm, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mom.
Hey. Use that one, Patty.
Okay, thanks.
So what's going on?
Talk to Dad.
And?
And I'm a little confused. Look, all night he's been trying to convince me that it's in this family's best interest to air this thing about Nicole's rape and about the death of Lyle Gibson.
Sweetheart, we don't need to worry about that right now.
No, that's just it. We do have to. Look, I know about Dr. Ferragamo. And I know that fire wasn't an accident. We got to do something about this. Look, but Dad, he wants to keep it quiet.
Look, don't get yourself worked up.
I am worked up.
Hey.
Look, covering up an accident is one thing. We're talking about murder. I'm going to the police.
You will do no such thing.
I'm sorry, Mom. I've made up my mind.
You will listen to me, Keith.
I've got the updated summary. Here you go.
It is not your decision to make.
I can't believe you're saying this.
That's because you don't know what it takes to raise a family to keep it safe.
What does this have to do with safe?
It has everything to do with it. Nothing is simple in life. Sometimes you just have to make a decision. That is what we did, and you will respect that. Do you understand me?
I understand.
Have Patty pack up your things. We have to leave the state this afternoon.
Why?
They've done a threat assessment. They claim it's too dangerous for us to stay here today.
Well, where are we going?
Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada.
Have you discussed this with Mike?
Of course. He believes this isn't a call they would make unless the threat was imminent.
I thought you said that the man from the breakfast, Jack Bauer, was already in custody.
He is, but he may not be working alone. There are others that are after me. So let's go. Let's get our things together. Let's go. Now.
Come on. Hey.
You didn't call it in.
I told you, as long as my family was in danger, I wanted to keep CTU out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tony. Chappelle's ready for you.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Tony.
Sir?
Have a seat. As you know, we have an important decision to make pretty soon about Jack Bauer, whether or not to pursue criminal and disciplinary charges.
I understand.
I'm not going to lie to you. This may boil down to your testimony, as you seem to be the most impartial direct observer of last night's events.
Let me save you some time, Mr. Chappelle. I'm not the biggest fan of Jack Bauer. I don't agree with the way he delegates authority, and I don't like the way he runs operations. But since midnight last night, you won't get me to disapprove of a single action he's taken.
Fair enough.
You talk to Nicole?
Yeah, they're taking care of her. They're gonna meet us at the airport.
Yeah, I'll tell.
Thanks.
I was the Pentagon. Remember after the incident at the breakfast, you asked me to check out the name Jack Bauer?
Who is it?
He used to be in Special Forces. Led a six-man team into Kosovo a couple of years ago.
That's what it was. The Drayson mission.
Yeah. He handpicked his men and trained them. Only Bauer survived.
Blames me for the loss of his team. That's what this is about.
Can you get this to Mrs. Palmer? I didn't have time to pack it before she left.
Aren't you coming with me?
No, I'm taking a later flight. I have an aunt in town. I promised my mom I'd visit. She's in a nursing home.
Sure.
Okay, now we need to get the estimations on that. I'm gonna make sure you fax that to the upper office.
Hold the elevator,
Elizabeth?
I can't stay long.
Then we shouldn't waste any time.
Anything?
Nothing.
That can't be. I'm sure I saw him holding the phone.
Those prints have been wiped off.
But it doesn't make sense. Housekeeping didn't come in here. This room hasn't been used.
This wasn't housekeeping. There's not a single print anywhere on that phone. This was done by a professional.
Yes, the greater weapons at the compound would be consistent with that scenario.
Excuse me. Green.
Alberta, it's Nina.
I'd like permission to move Terry and Kim Bauer to the safe house now. Are they down there?
Everything but the debrief, and I can do that myself once we're over there and settled in.
Fine. Do it.
Thank you.
Now, the ultrasound showed the remnants of a small follicular cyst.
A cyst?
Yes, it must have burst. That's what caused the pain. Now, the good news is it's the most common type of ovarian cyst, and it's completely benign.
Why did it burst?
Could have been the assault. It can also happen when your uterus enlarges. When was your last period?
Last month. It's due sometime this week.
Well, I'd like to do a pregnancy test just to rule it out.
Okay. Excuse me, Dr. Kent. Terry, we need to go now. Get your things.
I'm sorry. We're not finished here yet.
Well, the plans have changed. We need to move them.
Is something wrong?
We want to get you and Kim to the safe house now rather than wait.
Aren't we safe here?
Everything's fine. You're just not as contained as we'd like you to be.
Kim, come on.
Kim, get your things.
Right now?
Now.
Go.
Here's the test I was telling you about. I want you to take it as soon as possible.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, nurse.
Nurse Hodson to Nurses Station 3 West. Nurse Hodson to Nurses Station 3 West.
Multiple fractures are showing up.
Okay, I'll just keep it elevated for now.
Thank you.
They're leaving now.
His name was Theodore Kofel. We traced his finance company here to Los Angeles for money that would be rerouted from the Balkans.
Palmer. Can I help you, sir?
I'm here to see Jack Bauer.